You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 364.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Foam Ropes with his track Telescope. Yes, get that right. We have played Foam Ropes before. We played a track of his last week, I think it was. Foam Ropes is acclaimed singer-songwriter Derek Nicoletto. This track was taken from his debut CD, eponymous debut CD even. Derek's artistic goal for the album was for it to be real in every sense, from richly expressive emotionality to lavish organic instrumentation. His vision came His vision came true through the help of longtime producer Jamie Siegel, who has worked on albums by artists such as Taking Back Sunday, Smashing Pumpkins, and Whitney Houston. In editing, he kept most of my emotional deliveries in favour of those that might have sounded better. You can hear me lose my voice while I'm getting choked up crying on the first line of Telescope, Derek says candidly. One of the most revelatory tracks is, in fact, Telescope, a composition Derek performs powerfully as an anthemic modern rock tune that you just heard, and also revisits it in an intimate vocal and keys reprise performance, which you will hear towards the end of tonight's show. We're doing something slightly different. We're actually going to play two versions of the same song by the same artist on this week's show. So, excuse me, I do apologise. Welcome, one and all. This is the podcast, episode 364, from wherever and however you are listening. It is really good to have you along. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we have a couple of things to talk about, some podcast related, some not. The good lady wife will be joining us shortly once she's managed to get our son settled for bed. But in the meantime, let's crack on with some more music. This is Janie Quinn with Tired.
My mama used to tell me not to cry, but I placed a spoon of cigarettes and whiskey wine. I never could have guessed what's on her mind, but I never asked her why. And I have grown up like a little child, looking at the playground from the outside. The gate is open, no one's passing by, but I won't cross the line. Oh, I feel tired, so tired. Would it be okay to show all the feelings no one knows? And I feel tired, so tired. Putting on another show, I could never. Trying to be the beauty queen of humankind, but deep down in the eyes I see them cry behind those pretty smiles. Why do you hold on till the night? The music's beginning to die. When the sun falls, my heart starts to rise. And I know I'm gonna be alright, I'm gonna be alright. But I feel tired, so tired. Would it be okay to show all the feelings no one knows? And I feel to hide my deepest sorrow. Does anybody love me? I don't even know. Like a broken arrow that never knows where it goes. But if I say I love you, trust me, I'm in soul. But I feel never Round and round I go, 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 round and round I go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
I'm not afraid to die.
that was Lost and Profound with their track Iodine. Now, we played a track of theirs a couple of weeks ago entitled Superhuman. Lost and Profound is Lisa Budrow, who is the lead singer, and Terry Tonkins, who is the lyricist, guitarist, and producer. And this anthemic but slightly autobiographical track builds with an edgy slide guitar and gospel singers sung by Lisa with, quote, vehemence and belief in my guts. This is going to be amazing live, end quote. If you'd like to find out more about Lost and Profound, who are from Toronto in Ontario, Canada, the website is lostandprofound.ca. And before that, you heard Janie Quinn with her track Tired. Now, she's from Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, and she's an 18-year-old indie artist. She writes, produces, and records her own music. She says, "My music is the most accurate reflection of who I was, who I am, and who I want to be. There is no certain genre when it comes to my music. I enjoy mixing different types of genres and tend to care more about the meaning of a song rather than the genre that it shall be considered as. I write from the point of view of a young, enthusiastic adult who is currently on her way to discover the real world. I explore the deepest part of a human soul with their most natural and instinctive feelings, honest lyrics, strange melodies, and there are no rules when I come to writing." That's what she says. If you'd like to find out more about her, you can go to her Facebook profile, which is at facebook.com/ Janie Quinn Music. So, I hope you're enjoying the music so far this evening. Let's quickly pop over to our chat room and say hello to the guys who are listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/live. We have got Alex UK, Bodhi, Chalkalom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorios W, Kevi Laney Left, Shy Mega, Thistleweb, and Yannick. So thank you very much indeed for coming on and listening to us this evening. Well, me, really, because we're still waiting for Caroline. Bless her cons. So, while we're still waiting, and we do have some amazing music still to play, so we're going to crack straight on. This is Admiral Bob with Clouds of Glory.
By bombs, the very best news anchor must go on. Vengeance for a father by the sun, trailing clouds of glory do we come. Someday all the madness will be done, trailing clouds of glory do we come. Shares beaten into swords, raining fire from a faraway keyboard. Who is the good guy? Well, who won? Trailing clouds of glory do we come. Someday all the madness will be done. Trailing clouds of glory do we come. The war, unless it's off the news, 'cause we're all bored. Nothing's new under the sun. Trailing clouds of glory do we come. Someday all the madness will be done. Trailing clouds of glory. We'll be right back.
again. We'll have learned to be women and men. We're coming round the other side of the sun, trailing clouds of glory when it comes. Someday all the madness will be done, trailing clouds of glory.
Carefully, I'm going to make this quick. We've got the best of all your British music, and if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
Just in a phase.
towards Brad Sachs with his track Just in a Phase, which is another track that we've played, which was taken from his 2013 release, Guess Who's a Mess. He's from Ottawa in Ontario, and if you want to find out more about him, his website is at bradsachs.net. Now, the reason I'm not telling you any more information about him is because, A, you either know because he is everywhere on the Creative Commons music scene, or you can go and find out for yourself. Find out about this chap. He does not suck. Definitely. And before that, you heard Clouds of Glory by Admiral Bob, who is from San Diego in California. Admiral Bob is the nom de plume of Richard Bethel, who is an Ottawa singer-songwriter, vocalist, guitarist, bassist, keyboard player, and mandolinist, and also the band leader of Sundays at 8, who accompany the music at Ottawa's Blessed Sacrament Parish on Sunday night. Following in the footsteps of fellow Ottawan Brad Sachs, who we've just played, see what I did there, he's also a Creative Commons enthusiast and one of the most widely remixed artists there are. Admiral Bob has produced over 150 remixes over at ccmixter.org and has been remixed over 500 times. TuneTrack.net/AdmiralBob is where you can find more about Admiral Bob and his materials. So, yeah, definitely worth looking out for. So, as it stands, we are still waiting for Caroline. I think Alex. I can hear Alex over the headphones. So I think he's being a little bit of a pain in the backside at the moment. But I did want to just cover off one particular thing in this segment, and that is the news of, or the alleged news of what is going to be happening with the BBC TV series Top Gear. Now, for those of you who've missed the fun and games that has been had over the last few months, Jeremy Clarkson, who was the lead host of Top Gear here in the UK, was suspended by the BBC in March of this year for an altercation with his producer at the time. As a result of that altercation and the subsequent suspension, his contract was not renewed. And he is now no longer of the BBC Top Gear team. When this happened, it happened around about the time of the 7th episode of the current series that was being broadcast. And the BBC took the decision to suspend broadcast of the remaining 3 episodes of that series as a result of this situation that was happening with Jeremy Clarkson. So the news that has come out this week is that the remaining 3 episodes of the series will be put together as a form of compilation, which will be aired on the BBC on the 28th of June. But it will be anchored by Richard Hammond and James May. Now, whether they're doing that after the fact or not, I don't know. Both Hammond and May have declared that they wouldn't do Top Gear without Clarkson. So whether this is a let's put the whole thing to bed and move on kind of thing, or whether they're going to take footage that was already recorded as part of the remaining 3 episodes, I don't know. But it'll be an interesting one to see. It's going to be a slightly longer episode than normal. I think they said it was 75 minutes rather than the normal 60. But it will be mostly around the film features that they do within the episodes rather than the studio-based stuff that they do. So I'm really looking forward to that. See, Caroline could be talking and I could be coughing quietly in the background, but because she's not here, you have to put up with it. So as far as the future of Top Gear itself is concerned, it was also announced this week, or confirmed, should I say, because I think everybody knew about it anyway, that Chris Evans from Radio 2 is going to be the new lead presenter, of the new series of Top Gear when it comes back, presumably next year. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be holding auditions to find out who's going to be the co-host or co-hosts of the show. Now, that will be really interesting to see because I think one of the successes, or personally, I believe one of the successes of the Top Gear series since 2002 was the, well, actually 2003, was the chemistry and banter between Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May. So how that's going to work, I don't know. But I have heard, but I've not yet had it confirmed anywhere. So if anybody's listening that has got confirmation on this, I would really appreciate a link. I have heard that Clarkson, Hammond and May are going to be heading over to Netflix. And they're going to be starting a new series based on their chemistry and cars as a Netflix original series. I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know for certain if it's going to happen, but it will probably result in me taking out a Netflix subscription just to watch that series. Now, the interesting thing about it is the rumour of what they're going to call the show. Now, one of Netflix's biggest shows is House of Cards. And because Netflix produced it and commissioned it, they have rights to the name House of Cards. So the rumour I've heard is that this new programme with Clarkson, May and Hammond, if it happens, is going to be called House of Cars. I do not know how truthful that is. And like I say, if anybody can prove or disprove that, please do drop us a line and let us know, because I'd like to follow that one up. But as a fan of Top Gear for the last, 10 plus years, I'm interested to see where the BBC Top Gear series goes with Chris Evans at the helm, particularly in view of the fact that the Fifth Gear series that I believed, and again, I'm not sure about this entirely, was actually the response of Channel 5 to try and put a program in place to replace Top Gear when it stopped in the 1990s. Fifth Gear, I really could not get on with at all. So whether I managed to get on with the new Top Gear with Chris Evans et al, yet to be determined, but we'll pick back up on that one at a later date. Anyway, I'm struggling with my voice, so this is Joshua Tixey with Change of Seasons.
Wake up with memories, fall back with life. Lie down in a bed of dreams about you and I. Drown in your lovely sea, lungs built so high. How foolish I think you did. Yes, I've been blind. Oh, please hold on and tell me. I just want you to know that I'm standing at your window. I fight the storm and see. I wait till all the leaves fall and love you and me. I wait for you to love me. I wait for you to care. Yes, I'll wait for the change of season. But still alive as time goes by. I'm out here waiting on for you to try. Can I just please forget it's in my hand? Oh, please hold on and tell me. I just want you to know that I'm standing at your window. I fight the storm and see. I wait till all the leaves fall and love you and me. I wait for you to love me. I wait for you to care. I'll wait for the change of seasons. Oh, 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 oh.
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
Was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
Singing songs alone, giving a fair try to Toronto, to Thailand. I try. If I shift to right, won't bring inside or focus this telescope. Mother's advice, it's hard to love a moving target, but I'm afraid. Attending 18 beautiful things and every single state I'm in, and no one to share it with. I've given up on landing, 'cause I don't know what I believe. Yeah, I don't know what I believe. If I shift to right, won't bring inside or focus this telescope. Love a moving man, but I'm afraid, I'm afraid to stop flying. Oh, I'm afraid to stop flying. I'm afraid to stop. I'm afraid to stop. I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Foam Ropes with the reprise of Telescope, which is the track that you heard at the very beginning of the show. I thought that was beautiful. It's quite amazing how you can take two songs that are basically the same words and the same music, but present them in such different ways just by the choice of instrumentation and the tempo and the style you push it by. And it just gives it a completely, totally different meaning. But again, if you want to find out more, foamropes.com is where you can find out more about Derek Nicoletto. Before that, you heard Joshua Tixey with his track, Change of Seasons. Now, he's from Brantford in Ontario, Canada. And you realise, of course, that's four artists we've played from Canada this, well, in fact, from Ontario this week. If you, no, sorry, he's a singer-songwriter from Brantford in Ontario. He's emotionally driven to write songs and spends most of his time creating songs on the piano. Now, he doesn't have a website per se, and I'm about to go and correct the typo that Caroline made in his YouTube account, but his YouTube channel you can find over at youtube.com/C/ Joshua Tixey. Link will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org, as always. So that was the penultimate track. However, there are a couple of housekeeping things I want to mention. First off, I would like to extend once again our extreme gratitude towards anybody who is supporting the show in a financial sense. We always say we don't ask for money. We've never asked for money. But I do understand that people do want to help support us, and we are very grateful for that. So anybody who supported us over Flatter in the last month, or anybody that is currently supporting us through Patreon, which we just set up in the last month, particularly want to single out John the Nice Guy, Steve B and Yannick, who have all pledged to put a few pennies in our direction to help us keep going with server costs and domain hosting and stuff like that. If you'd like to find... Oops. If you'd like to find out more about our Patreon account, our profile page, you can find it over at thebugcast.org/Patreon. And there are other ways that you can help support the show by going to thebugcast.org/support. And there's a new award ceremony coming up. I don't know whether you're aware, but there is a new organisation in the UK called UK Podcasters. Now, they've come out of... another organisation in the UK called Music Radio Creative, and Mike and Elizabeth. Why can't I speak this evening? Mike and Isabella Russell. That's it. who formed Music Radio Creative have created this UK community called UK Podcasters. And they've also set up the European version of what in America is known as the New Media Expo. And they've called it New Media Europe. And this is a European platform for networking and promotion for podcasters, which I think is just a fantastic concept. Well, not just podcasters, but bloggers and video bloggers as well. And in Manchester, later on this year, is the first ever New Media Europe. And what's going to happen at the same time is they're going to have the first UK Podcasters Awards. So UK Podcasters 2015, I think they're going to call it. And the the nominations for the UK Podcasters Awards 2015 are actually going to be starting on the 1st of July of this year and throughout the whole of July. Now, the voting mechanism, so I'm told, is incredibly straightforward. It is, you go to our profile on UK Podcasters, which you can find at thebugcast.org/UK Podcasters. And from in the month of July, there'll be a link that says, and I have it in front of me, nominate this podcast for a UK Podcasters Award. All right, and there's a button there that says nominate now. So we will be asking if you're of a mind, to support our show by voting for us in the UK Podcasters Award. Now, the beauty of this over the US version is you can vote for as many shows as many times as you like. It's not like, you know, you have, you can only vote for certain things in certain categories. Yeah. Any UK podcast that you are a fan of, you can vote for them in the UK Podcasters Awards, which I think is a really good thing. And opens up your options of who you want to vote for. So keep an eye out for that. We will be posting more information on our website as we get it, but do have a look at our profile over at thebugcast.org/UK podcasters. Next week, on the doopy doopy doo. I keep meaning to do this and I keep forgetting. And on July the 10th, Friday, July the 10th of this year in Glasgow, there will be a pod crawl, very imaginatively called Pod Crawl Glasgow. It will be starting in the State Bar in Holland Street in Glasgow at 6 p.m. on Friday the 10th of July. If you are in the area, or if you can get to the area, it would be really good if you could go and support the pod crawl effort. As I understand it, Kevy, who is organising it, will be going. Dave Morris from Hacker Public Radio will also be going. I would imagine that McNalu, also from Tux Jam, is one of Kevy's various co-hosts on podcasts that he does, will also be going. So there will be some fairly high profile celebrities in the Scottish podcasting community will be going to this event. But you do not have to be a podcaster. You can be a listener. You can be somebody who's simply interested in free culture. But if you want to find out more information about that, there is a link which we'll be posting on our website at thebugcast.org, which will give you a blog post to all the details of how it's what's happening, and any updates to the event. So keep an eye out for that. Next week, the podcast episode 365. Ooh, we'll have to do something for that one. We broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 26th of June at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us and tell us how fantastic we are, we know you want to, feedback@thebugcast.org is our email address. And of course, you can also find us on the social networks. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and others. So if you want to find out how to like, follow, plus one us, then head along to our website at thebugcast.org/contact, and all the details you need will be there. So it is last track time, and this is Caroline's ender for the show. And it comes to us from a band who are based in Ukraine, Kiev to be precise. They are an indie rock, dance rock, math indie pop, synth pop band coming out of Ukraine. I have no more information than that Caroline has given me. Let me go and see if I can find something very quickly. And I cannot. There's nothing else there. But if you want to check out some more of their material, I do believe that their current EP entitled Native is available for free download from that Bandcamp page that I gave you. But as always, if you do have the option and the ability, don't forget you can always throw a few quid in the artist direction so that they can benefit from their art, as always. So with that in mind, we shall leave you with the band Collars, C-O-L-A-A-R-S, with their track Hurricane. And we'll catch you next week. See ya.
Fall before
Right, because I'm a complete idiot and I'm such an amazing person by extension, Thero was publishing promoting the Glasgow Prog Crawl. I completely forgot to mention there's going to be one in London. the London Prog Crawl will be happening in the first or second week of September. The actual date hasn't been confirmed as yet. It's likely to be either the 5th or the 12th, which is a Saturday in September, down in London at some point. So keep an eye on this space, and we will tell you more about it as and when we do.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.